This morning's theme is the army of God. We're working through different interpretations of what it means to be the church in COVID times. It sort of focuses the mind a bit on what is church. And I'm really looking forward, John, to hearing what you've got to say to us about that. Thank you, Father God, that you're with us. You promised to be with us where two or three are gathered in your name, and yet now, or at least from next Sunday, gathering is one thing that's hard to do. Thank you that you come to each of us individually, personally, and love each of us one by one by one. We don't have to be in a group of six or a group of two to have your presence. And thank you for the ways you speak to us, and we ask that you would do that today. Speak to us, please, through your word. Speak to us through John's words, and speak to our hearts and minds in our innermost thoughts, so that today will be a time when we meet with you, even if we're unable to meet with other people. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, and also with you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We have come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek the forgiveness of our sins, that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may give ourselves to the service of God. Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. So let us turn away from our sin and turn to Christ, confessing our sins in penitence and faith." Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so may the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
There are two readings today. The first reading is from the second book of Timothy, chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. The hard-working farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this. The second reading is from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, You may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled round your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take on the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
As Martin's already said, we're continuing with our overall theme of the church in COVID times, and we've looked at the church as the body of Christ, the church as the family of God, the church as the building of Christ. And this morning we're looking at the church as the army of God. And there's nothing new about thinking of the church as an army. Yes, we've had the church. We have the church army, the Salvation Army, more recently the Jesus Army. General Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, wanted to cope and deal with a pandemic in his day as well. Not a pandemic of COVID or coronavirus, but of spiritual decline, moral laxity, hardship that the people were going through and suffering. Dickensian times. Maybe sometimes as a church we've forgotten that there are those things to be fought against. We are in a war. We are in a battle. And we need to take on perhaps some of those aspects of army life that were referred to in our reading. You know, being a Christian and being part of the Church of Christ is not some kind of pastime. I don't do this because, well, I don't want to play golf on a Sunday morning. Not there's anything wrong with playing golf on a Sunday morning. But it's not because I like the people here, although I do. It's not because I particularly like the things that go on here, although I do. Now, coming to see what we do is a good way in. We can't invite you to come in after this week, but you can still go online. You'll still be able to see us online, and please join with us. Please see some of the things that go on. Please read some of the things that we recommend. Please find out more about Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Come and look. Come and enjoy. Come and be with us. I think you'll find, though, that being part of the army of God is more than just looking. There has to be a commitment there. Do come and look. Do come and just look. But at some point, it'll have to be more than just looking. It'll be about realizing that Jesus is the one to whom we have to commit our whole lives completely. That without him, life has pretty little meaning and is pretty futile as well. But with him, he will lead us along a path that will fulfill our deepest needs, not maybe in the way we want, but that will give us hope for now and for all eternity. My first main point is to do with that commitment. As Christians, we need to be totally committed to Jesus Christ. You know, when Jesus called people to follow him, he sometimes used, infrequently used, in fact, uncompromising language, which the people in his day found shocking, and we probably find shocking as well. I'll read a bit from Mark's Gospel. It says, "Then Jesus called the crowd to him, along with his disciples, and said, 'Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. Whoever wants to save their life will lose it. Whoever loses their life for me and the gospel will save it.'" This was calling people to leave their own priorities behind and follow Jesus. Put him first in everything. Make him the one in charge of their lives. That commitment that the soldier has in the army is mirrored in the commitment we need to show to Jesus. Call me extreme if you like, But you'll have to admit that Jesus is even more extreme than that. So I think talking about Christians being part of an army is very suitable, because being in the army, especially in a conflict zone, is not about some kind of half-hearted commitment. Being in the army is something the soldier needs to be totally committed to, and being a Christian means being totally committed to Jesus. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want us to start thinking that belong to the army of Jesus, we have to be some kind of superhero type, a bit like we're signing up to join the SAS and have to go through some kind of process of selection first. No, no, no. Jesus called the poor, the needy, the weak. And we join the army of Jesus because we realize our weakness. There's not some kind of selection test where we have to prove our worth first. In fact, it's probably the opposite. We're welcome into God's army because we recognize that without Jesus, we are lost. As I've said, Jesus called the weary, the burdened, those who are struggling to come to him, and he would restore them and treat them with his loving kindness. Maybe you're feeling not ready for this. Maybe you're feeling washed out. I've had 7 months of COVID and been locked down already, and I've got goodness knows how many more months to go of this, and you're just not ready to be listening to something about joining an army. Well, I think Jesus would say, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Come to me now and be refreshed. Just be with me for a time. And that, in a way, that's my second point. Jesus will accept all who come to him in their need. Paul, writing to the church, the Apostle Paul, this is, writing to the church in Corinth, said, brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards, not many influential, not many noble birth, but God chose the foolish things. Now, I won't make a comment about what I can see in front of me. I'll look in a mirror. God chose the foolish things. God chose the weak things. God chose the lowly thing and the despised things of this world. We come to Jesus in our need. We submit to him, and he will not turn us away. Did you notice how in our first Bible reading, the Apostle Paul said, join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus? And that's my next point. Being a Christian will involve suffering. Suffering? I haven't signed up for this, have I? Well, Jesus said, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. And if they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. And the Apostle Paul said, we're not fighting against a visible enemy, but against dark spiritual forces of evil. So whether a result of this pandemic or because of the ongoing needs in the world, there are many people who are broken and hurted, whether physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, whatever. And down the centuries, Christians in this Christian army have stood up against the wrongs and injustices. General Booth, who you just mentioned, Shaftesbury, Wilberforce, in their day, stood up against the wrongs that were going on. And it's our turn now. We need to stand up and be counted and stand against those wrongs that are going on in our world. I think it's obscene that more than 3 million children around the world go to bed hungry, not just hungry, but malnourished. I think it's obscene that 1 in 3 people in the world lack safe drinking water. And in Jesus' name, people need to be released from these hardships and burdens. And people need to hear that good news of release from Jesus Christ, release from the things that bind them down, whether economically or spiritually, and released into the freedom of God's loving kindness. Spreading that word of the message of Jesus Christ is still part of the church, you and me. Just as it meant suffering for Jesus, it might well mean suffering for you and me, because sometimes you won't be the most popular person as you stand up and say, this should not be happening in our world. As the church stands up to, dare I say, big business, and says, you're doing wrong, this should not be happening. Stands up to small business and says, this should not be happening. And in the name of Jesus, as we go forward. For some of us, it might just mean that we forego some of our comforts. but for others it might mean more than that. And okay, in these COVID times, we can't do everything. We really can't. But we don't need to beat ourselves up about that. We just need to get on and look for those things we can do. On a big scale, campaigning for a fairer world. On a more local scale, showing kindness to a neighbour. A Zoom, a phone call, a smile. Welcoming the person who comes to our door, perhaps with a parcel or a letter. Let's use whatever opportunities we can. In our first reading, Paul said, no one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. So being a church in COVID times involves that same kind of attitude of having a clear focus, of getting on with the working hand and seeking to please Jesus our Lord. So the New Testament goes on to explain that we need to get rid of unhelpful distractions. We're exhorted to throw off everything that hinders, that we can, things that would get in the way and slow us down, tie us down, entangle us, things that might not be wrong in themselves, but we know that God really doesn't really want us to get involved with them. Try to please your commanding officer. And again, we might say, I'm struggling. I'm finding this a big struggle myself. All this COVID stuff, the task's too big for me. There's just me. What can I do? You're dead right. The task is too big for us. We can't go it alone. The task is too big for us by ourselves. That's why God promised to be with us. Did you notice how our second reading started? I won't test because I wouldn't have remembered either. It said, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. It's in his strength that we go. Just before Jesus went back to heaven, he gave his disciples a command to go and make disciples, tell people about him right across the world. And that command has come down to us. But he also said, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. And that promise comes to us as well. The army of God is called anew in this generation to carry on that work that was begun back then. And the promise of Jesus to be with us is just as real as it was for those first disciples. We don't go alone. It's in his strength that we go. And God provides the equipment that we need to take up, to put on and use. Paul says, therefore, put on the full armour of God so that you can stand against the devil's schemes. If you imagine a Roman soldier of Paul's day, there was basic equipment that he had that he was meant to use. So, put on that belt of truth. Put on that breastplate of righteousness. Be clothed in the righteousness that Jesus gives us, has already given us. Have our feet ready to move in response to the good news of the gospel of peace that Jesus wants to bring to a hurting world. There will be attacks on us. So, yes, we will need to put our faith in God to protect us, that shield of faith to protect us when we're under attack. And wearing that helmet of salvation, knowing that for those who put their trust in Jesus, we are saved, we are held, we are kept, and we will be held and kept right to the end. Sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Take it, get to know it, get to know it and to use it in our everyday lives. How to put it into action in our everyday lives, not just for use in an emergency. And pray. Keep contact with God all the time. Keep that prayer life going. And finally, yes, this is a preacher's finally. Finally, we stand together with our brothers and sisters. Chris, who's one of our church fellowship here, was a sergeant major in the army and has kept a strong link with the army after all this time. So I asked him a couple of weeks ago about how he thought being church was like being in the army. The first thing he said was that it's about teamwork. You see, we're not called to be some kind of lone ranger, for those of you who can remember back to those black and white programs in the 60s, 50s. We're not called to be some kind of lone ranger just going along by ourselves. We're called to work alongside in a team, in an army, with our brothers and sisters. We work together in harmony with them. He used the word camaraderie. And as I look out at my brothers and sisters here and imagine those of you who are watching this now and later. And as I think about my brothers and sisters across the world, we work together to that one end of lifting up Jesus and living as he wants us to and telling others about him and bringing his love and hope to a hurting world, a hurting COVID world. For me, probably the most moving thing that Chris said about life in the army was this: you'd die for each other. Did he get that? You'd die for each other. That is pretty amazing. What a level of commitment that is. It doesn't come much higher than that. And it was said of the early Christians, the early church, see how these Christians love one another. Pray God that it never comes to having to lay down our lives, but may it be said of us that as soldiers in the army of God, we have such a commitment to God and to one another. So to run very quickly through some of the points we made this morning, as Christians, we need to be totally committed to Jesus. He will accept all who come to him in their need. You don't have to be the superhero, the SAS person. You come to Jesus. We come to Jesus in our need, don't we? Be aware that being a Christian will involve suffering. It's not something I do as a pastime. It will involve commitment, but suffering. So we need to get rid of those unhelpful distractions from our lives, to be totally focused on Jesus. Yes, we'll have interests, we'll have hobbies, don't get me wrong, but our focus is on Jesus, and anything that distracts from doing what he wants us to do, we need to get rid of. But it's in his strength that we go. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. And we stand together with our brothers and sisters here and around the world. Let's indeed go forward together. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Let us now offer our intercessions. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the opportunity to join in worship, though many of us are unable to meet together in our church building. We offer our praise and thanksgiving. We have heard your word and been assured of your great love for each of us. You have been good to us, and we have been blessed beyond measure, beyond anything that we deserve. But we are bold to come before you and make our requests to you, knowing that you will hear our cry. Keep us, good Lord, under the shadow of your mercy in this time of uncertainty, anxiety and distress. Sustain and support the worried, and lift up all who are brought low, that we may rejoice in your comfort, knowing that nothing can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord. God of compassion, be close to those who are ill, afraid, or in isolation. In their loneliness, be their consolation. In their anxiety, be their hope. In their darkness, be their light. As we look for a new vicar, help us to put our trust in you, to send your chosen person to lead us where you would have us go. We pray for the church wardens, for their part in the appointment process, and for the ministry team as they lead us through the vacancy period. We pray for our mission partners, for Amani Children's Home, for the Kenyan Kindergarten, for the church in Bolivia, for the work in Cyprus and the Middle East. We pray your blessing upon them, and prosper thy work, we pray. Today is All Saints' Day, and we remember the great unseen cloud of witnesses around us. We give you thanks for all those who have encouraged and supported us on our Christian journey. When in danger, give us their courage, and when in difficulty, their perseverance, so that we may be faithful until we rejoice with all the saints in your eternal kingdom. So, Lord, guide us through the coming days. Equip us to live for you and show your love and compassion to all those we meet. May we be strong in you, wearing the full armour of God, so that we can stand up against evil. May you continually be our vision, that we may trust in you to see us through. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.
Amen.
let's complete our prayers by saying together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So we're coming to the end. Let's end with a couple of prayers then to commit ourselves to God. King of kings, I want to serve in the army of God. Grant me the obedience of a soldier, willing to go where sent and to undertake the task set, to commit myself to being a living sacrifice. Grant me the discipline of a soldier, willing to spend time in training, in learning skills that will make my service more effective. And grant me the loyalty of a soldier, the loyalty that brings me into deep fellowship with all those who serve the same king and country. I ask this in the name of my Lord and Saviour, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And so may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and with those for whom we pray, today, this week, and evermore. Amen.